go as we step back into it. You probably realize that Governor Gretchen Whitmer gave her State of the State address in Michigan last night, calling on several things, gun control, red flag laws, all of that, just like I promised you would happen after they run one re-election would be on the way. Repealing right to work, also high on the list. I told you that might be first. Mark Mix joins me, president of the National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation. Mark, good to have you here.
Steve, good to be on with you again. It was an interesting night indeed. The interesting part about it, though, Steve, was she didn't actually mention the repeal of right to work specifically like she did other issues, but that's no indication that they're not going to go for compulsory forced unionism again in Michigan. I think that's pretty clear.
Right. Compulsory forced union membership. I mean, I just find that it's anti-American. It's not the way things should. You shouldn't be forced to join an organization that you don't want to be a party to. Is a prerequisite to having a job. Period. Right?
Yeah, and you know, you think it's interesting, Steve. And I know you follow this closely, the more closely than most folks, about what they say out loud is the exact opposite of what they do. And you know, one of the quotes from her State of the State address was this, and I'm quoting: "Our message is simple: we will fight for your freedom." And yet, one of the top agenda items of Winnie Banks and Joe Tate and the rest of the legislature there in Lansing is to repeal the right to work law that gives you basic individual freedom, as you indicated. I mean, you know, the fundamental issue of right to work is individual freedom. There is not one person, Steve, not one. And if you can find one, I will change my views on right to work that cannot join or pay dues to a union voluntarily in Michigan. Not one.
Yeah, anybody
but
can.
But yet, the most – that's right.
How many states – I want to ask you this. I know we've talked about this in the past, but I want to go over a couple of numbers with you. How many states are right to work states in America currently?
There are 27, and three since Michigan passed their law back in 2012.
Right, 27 right-to-work states. How many states of those 27, or how many states of the other 23 have been right-to-work states and gone back to what's being contemplated here in Michigan?
Well, the Democrats will say there's one. They say that Indiana passed one in 1957 and it was repealed in 1965, but that wasn't the case, Steve. Immediately upon the passage of the right to work law, there was litigation that lasted 2 years, and basically the right to work law on the books in Indiana in 1958-59 was you can't be formally forced to join a private organization as a condition of employment, but you can be forced to pay 100% of dues. That's what the right to work law does. Michigan's right to work law says none of that. It just says you're free to choose whether or not you want to financially support a labor union.
Is Indiana a right to work state today or not?
It is a right to work state today.
So therefore there are no states that have become right to work states that have gone back the other way. I guess that would mean that right to work states find that it is a good plan. It's a system that works, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Freedom works, Steve. You know that. Most Americans know that, that when we are freer and more able to make decisions for ourselves as opposed to government dictates and government power grabs on behalf of special interests, we know that things work better. In fact, you know, Governor Whitmer talked last night about competing and winning cutting-edge manufacturing projects and bring more supply chains home to Michigan. Well, if you look at the states that are creating jobs, for example, Michigan and the right-to-work states in the Midwest region Michigan had a 9.5% increase in the number of people employed from 2013 to 2019, and the other four unionism states in the Midwest had about half of that. Growth in manufacturing. Right-to-work states, 6.1%. Michigan, 6.4% increase from 2013 to 2021. Forced unionism states, -1.1%. So she's really talking about good-paying manufacturing jobs that Michigan has relied on in its history, but not so much anymore because of the lack of right-to-work in the lost decade prior to its passage. She wants to maintain the right-to-work status in Michigan because people that are investing in growing jobs are looking for that as a primary decision-making process of whether or not they're going to locate, expand, and invest in a state.
So let me be clear on this, just so I understand. If a company like, say, these battery plants that are, you know, such the rage right now, if they come looking for a place to set up shop, one of the things they're going to look at is the right to work, and they're going to want the opportunity for their employees to make that decision.
Absolutely. And anybody that looks at site selection criteria or people that help with those types of decisions, area development decisions, CEO surveys, you know, there was one study, the PHH Fantis, which was the premier site selection consultant in the country, said that half of all of their clients will immediately eliminate a state that doesn't have a right to work law for consideration of expansion or growth in that particular state. We know now most people, they were afraid to talk about right to work in the past. Folks are not afraid to talk about it now. In fact, many corporations, many manufacturers, many small businesses talk about coming to states because of the right to work law as one of the major criteria. So it's interesting that she talks about making Michigan less competitive by repealing a bill or a law on the books today that has no financial cost to the state. They don't have to pay anyone, you know, $25 million or give them tax abatements to get them come. They just need to maintain the individual employee choice that already exists in Michigan law. And the thought of taking that away is going to be detrimental to the expansion and the future of Michigan, something that Whitmer talked, you know, gloriously about last night in her State of the State.
So it puts her in a bit of a pickle now, doesn't it? So what do you think happens? Well, if you could rub that crystal ball of yours, Mark. Mark Mix, president of the National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation. What do you foresee?
Well, I think it's going to be a pretty big fight in the legislature. I mean, they've introduced the repeal of the right to work bill and the right to work law in the House and the Senate. In fact, last Friday, the Senate introduced the bill, and every Democrat co-sponsored the bill there. So that means they've got the votes in the Senate, or at least the folks have signed on to, yeah, this is what I want to do. So the battle is going to be in the House, and there are a lot of folks there that that look to, you know, the first thing a politician thinks about after getting elected is how to get reelected. Steve, you know that.
Yep.
So what we have to do is we have to let the folks in Michigan understand the impact of this and how it is truly a special interest, empowering, you know, the folks that for the last 5, 6, 7 years have been in the headlines for basically stealing money from rank-and-file union members across the state of Michigan and across the country. I'm talking about the United Auto Workers Union, where 14 top executives ended up in jail because they were abusing their force unions and privilege. When you think about right to work, you think about giving rank-and-file workers the ability to say, you know what, Mr. Union Boss, I'm not supporting you with my money if you're going to steal it and use it in Palm Springs for buying champagne and cigars.
Yeah. If you are right, then it puts people in pickle. But if the Senate is all in, they only need, what, there's 56-54 in the House. If one Democrat, crosses the aisle, and stands against the change, then it dies right there. Just one. Something to think about.
That's right.
Mark,
yeah,
greatly appreciate it. Thank you very much for being here.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
Mark Mix, everybody here. We'll keep an eye on the right to work and all the other things, and we're going to take a deep dive into the governor's State of the State address and the promises she made to come after your gun rights and other things. We'll take a look at that coming up in the next hour here, so don't miss that. If you're looking for high-quality dog food made in America, you need to try Great Lakes Pet Food, made from the highest quality pork, chicken, and turkey. Great Lakes Pet Food is a dog food I use for my herd of dogs. Ivy and I have been having it we went looking for an American-made dog food. And what we found was a Michigan-made dog food. GreatLakesPetFood.com. Check it out. You will be happy. It'll be delivered right to your doorstep. GreatLakesPetFood.com. Best dog food you're ever going to have. I'll be right back.
It's time to go on the court with Johnny Kane.
Four NFL teams, two conference championship games, and only a few more chances to win big with DraftKings Sportsbook, official sports betting partner of the NFL. As we count down to Super Bowl 57, new customers can bet just $5 and get 200 in free bets instantly. Use the promo code HUGE and get 200 in free bets during the playoffs when you bet just $5. Following a week-long trip to France, the Pistons return to the Paris of the Midwest to take on the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. Pistons have had a grueling first half of the season in order to make the logistics work of playing a midseason game overseas. Now the schedule becomes a little more bearable. Now, Milwaukee sits in third in the East, but has been missing their two-time MVP. Giannis has been out 5 straight games with a lingering knee issue, and they've lost 3 straight on the road. Now, Giannis is probable to return tonight. He's 4th in the NBA in scoring, 2nd in rebounding. Bucks have won 19 of the last 20 against Detroit. Tip-off at 7 from Little Caesars Arena.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
All right, I've gone through all the tracks. Just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.